We are back. Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. David Mitchell is with us. He's the owner and president of Ideal Insurance Agency with offices in Glendale and Surprise. You can reach Ideal Insurance at 602-938-7579. Now, David, we talked about some of the basics of homeowners insurance policies. I hope people are listening intently because this is really where we get into complexity of what's involved in this. People will say, well, I have a homeowner's policy. And they think that's the beginning and the end of it. But it really isn't when we get into, for instance, the area of how much liability insurance should people carry.
That's a very important aspect. And so we ask our clients, they don't have to answer us. If they can do it just through their thought process if they want. But we ask, well, how much money do you have in your retirement account? Because oftentimes people tell us that, well, if there ever is a judgment, that's the one thing that is safe out there is our retirement account. But here in Arizona, it's not. People could, if the judgment went above the insurance limits, then they can tap into their retirement accounts, something that they've worked all their life for. And so now it's going to go to a judgment type situation where insurance could have been that remedy that went ahead and taken care of that. Sometimes people say, and so we ask them also, how much equity do you have in your primary residence? And say, well, what difference does that actually make? Well, what we have here in Arizona is called the Homestead Act. And in the Homestead Act, the only part that's actually protected against any type of judgment is $125,000 if you've owned it for less than 5 years period of time. If you've owned it for more than 5 year period of time, then $150,000 is protected. But that's it. And how many people really out there have more than that in their home as far as equity is concerned? And do you really want, if a situation, of course, if developed that or is a lawsuit, where they would actually go ahead and take a look at that and start to go ahead and go after the equity in the home, period. Then other questions that we might ask is, how much is in your personal savings and checking account? And then we sometimes will also have younger people ask us and say, well, we're just going to carry the minimum amount of coverage as it relates to liability and because I don't have any assets. But we often have to ask them, well, really, your greatest asset is probably your earning power, isn't it? And your earning power for the future. And here in Arizona, they can garnish you up to 25% of a young person's wages for the rest of their life if they weren't carrying enough insurance as far as at the time of a claim, or they didn't have any other way to go ahead and pay it. So they can actually be garnish you those wages as well, too. So there are some real risks out there that need to be taken care of and spend some time with. So that's why I think it's very important for insurance producers to spend that time. It's much more than a price. You know, it's also the advice that you're getting. And that's why it's important to have a quality insurance producer that's going to spend some time with you on those.
Vitally important, because insurance is basically, it's a contract with certain provisions at certain levels. And if you need more coverage and don't have it, you could find out the hard way that being penny wise and pound foolish is very costly for you.
It is. And oftentimes it doesn't cost much different to go from one level of liability to another to have a lot more coverage. And we often take a look at personal umbrella policies. People don't often think of those as far as when they're actually taking a look at their portfolio. But a personal umbrella policy is an extra $1 million coverage to go over your auto and over your home and over your recreational vehicles that are out there. And the cost is very economical and not nearly as much as most people would think it would be.
And certainly it's not a big cost, especially when analyzed against the benefit that it provides you.
So true.
See, this is why I enjoy doing these interviews. People might think, oh, you're talking about insurance. My eyes are going to glaze over. Well, you know what? Everybody is insured for certain things. There are people that we are speaking with today who have not only a primary residence, they may have a vacation residence. They may have a vacation residence in a different state, which then opens them up to a group of other considerations. In addition to that, they have vehicles. They may have teenage drivers in the house. They may also have a business. So there are a lot of considerations that have to all be taken into account as we're talking about the area of insurance. This is, folks, as you're listening right now, I would strongly suggest grab a piece of paper and a pencil or pen and make some notes. You don't have to take verbatim notes of this because you can get a hold of David Mitchell and ask these questions directly, but you should be aware of the considerations here. David Mitchell is with us. He's the owner and president of Ideal Insurance Agency with offices in Glendale and Surprise. You can reach him at 602-938-7579, 602-938-7579. David, as we kind of wrap up the homeowners segment of this, when something happens, we don't have hurricanes in this area. We do have fires. So when something occurs vis-a-vis perhaps a fire in somebody's location or perhaps water damage, and you don't have to be in a coastal situation to be exposed to flood damage. What should people be thinking about in regard to those two possibilities?
Well, first of all, to realize that flood is not covered under a basic homeowner's policy. That's a separate policy for flood insurance. But as it relates to fire or to water damage, it's important to go ahead and prevent further damage. And so sometimes it might happen on a weekend or in an evening type situation. So what do you do in a situation like that? Well, first of all, you try to get a hold of the claims people. But if you can't, then get a hold of a restoration company or somebody that can board up the place or go ahead and protect any future damage that could occur in the process. So you want to go ahead and mitigate the risk, if you will, to go ahead and make sure that there's not a lot of extra things that come along. So first of all, get that taken care of, and then get a hold of your insurance producer as soon as possible, and also the insurance company. It depends upon the company. Oftentimes these days, most companies take care of the claims themselves directly, so it's important to have those telephone numbers handy, or how to go ahead and contact them. Oftentimes, a lot of the companies out there have 24-hour service, and so that really helps tremendously too, and they can go ahead and guide you through that. But your insurance producer should be one who also facilitates communication between the claims departments and also the customer as much as possible, so that there doesn't become clogs and slow payments and those types of things that happen.
Do you advocate, even if somebody is in the driest spot on earth, because there could be runoff in a circumstance like that, would that be covered under a flood policy? And would you advocate people, as a matter of course, have a flood policy?
Right, because most people may or may not think about this, but earthquake is not covered, flood is not covered. War is not covered. There's some different exclusions on all policies, and important to know whether or not any of those can be remedied through other means, as far as perhaps a different type of policy, earthquake policy or a flood policy. But it does not automatically come for it. In your runoff situations, as it relates, if it's surface water, then it's not going to go ahead and be covered under a homeowner's policy.
Okay. Lots to think about. When we get back, we're going to get into those things that sit in your driveway and that may have teenage drivers. That would be automobile insurance. David Mitchell is with us, the owner and president of Ideal Insurance Agency with offices in Glendale and surprise. You can reach David at 602-938-7579. 602-938-7579. We'll continue in a moment. Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX.